The one and only Eddie Benega of the family Benega that we have seen many, many times. Eddie, tonight you finish the night with 12 points, two huge free throws down the stretch. You did whatever you could. You came out, knocked down a couple threes, got the team going, obviously offensively in that first half. But it was about the defense. The defense has taken a while for this team to kind of develop, and I really think that the defense has been dialed in towards the latter half of this season. But what was it about it tonight that you guys made such a huge switch when you had a tough matchup against Northern State, a team you had beaten you twice so far?
Yeah, it just really felt like all the guys were bought in. We were five guys connected. That's what we've been preaching all year. And just, you know, having the trust that your guy's going to help you on the other side just gives yourself so much more confidence to just guard one-on-one. And we just strive that in each other and try to instill that confidence, and that just gets us so much better defensively.
Offensively, obviously, you knocked down a couple of threes, which we love to see, obviously, when you're out there. But you took the ball into the painted area a couple times, got some shots to go. You know, I don't know. I know you don't want to make a big deal about it, but your offense tonight, those 12 points, probably a little bit above your average, those were huge for us tonight. Were you looking to score, or is it just kind of whatever opens up in the offense and it presents an open shot, you're going to take it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a combination of both. Obviously, I'm looking for the best shot possible, but when I can get aggressive, I like to get aggressive and get to the rim or shoot a three, get a mid-range pull-up. So just whatever's there for me. But, you know, that's something I've really worked on this offseason, too, and just getting my shot. And so it's great to see some go in, for sure.
Absolutely.
Hey, tonight, almost 33 minutes on the court, dude. You had to go up against James Glenn, Josh Book, a couple of guys that had, I mean, they, lack of a better term, had kind of just blitzed you guys from the perimeter. They knocked down 22 threes the first two games against you. You held them to 6 of 30 tonight. You played physical. You played with some tenacity. You played with a little bit of grit. I saw the snarl in your face there tonight. What was the difference defensively? Did you guys just buy into it? Did you decide you weren't going 0-3? Just talk us through it.
Man, I mean, just wanting to win and not end the season is the biggest part. I mean, guys are just bought in at this point, you know. Things haven't gone our way all year, but just kind of dialing into those, you know, those certain matchups and trying to see and like who's shooting threes, who's not. So I think we did a really good job executing our defensive game plan today.
It was a 2-point ball game with 7 seconds left. You got fouled. Some people might have wondered what was going to happen. I saw Benninger on the back of your jersey. I was confident, 2 for 2. What was going through your head, man, as you go up to the line, understanding that more or less, if you hit both, it's a dagger?
I mean, it's just all practice, you know. Every time I shoot free throws, I try to put that pressure on myself and make it feel like normal. So, you know, just every day in the gym shooting free throws. I love free throws, just kind of getting those up. You know, they're super easy. You know, you're not going to tire yourself out. Just get all those up every day. So, you know, just practicing those in the off season and every day is the biggest part.
I think I'm allowed to ask now. You told us in private a couple of weeks ago your season isn't over unless you're in the Pentagon. You're going to the Pentagon Saturday night. You're taking on Augie, man. How does that feel?
Hey, Dragons don't lose in the Pentagon. That's all I got to say. So I'm excited for that one.
Thank you, Eddie. Hey, you got to go celebrate with your teammates. We're going to see you
guys
Saturday night. Appreciate your time.
All right. That is Eddie Benega, your senior guard for the Dragons.